In the scriptures, we began in the Old Testament reading from the book of Deuteronomy, as the people said that they wanted prophets. They wanted people to come and to speak to them about the power of God and the messages of God, of how they were to live their life. And so it was that God said that He would send prophets. But the one thing that is notable about the prophets, whenever they spoke, they always spoke not in their own word, but they always spoke in God's place. And they would introduce what they had to say with something like, "Thus says the Lord God." And then they would put out their message. They knew very well that what they were saying was not their word, that it was coming from God's revelation Himself that moved them and called them to proclaim these pronouncements. But they knew it was not from them. It always came from the Lord. And that's what was different about what we experience in Christ. Even today, as we begin the scripture reading today, we're still in the very first chapter of Mark's Gospel. We started last week as John the Baptist was arrested, and just the very first verses of Mark's Gospel, and Jesus then takes His place and begins to announce that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And if you recall last week, from that moment, Jesus went down by the shore of the Sea of Galilee, and He called Simon and his brother Andrew, and He called James and John, invited them to leave their nets behind and to come and follow Him, that He would make them fishers of men. And they began to follow Jesus. And it says that next Sabbath, He went into the synagogue, and it was there that this unclean spirit was possessing this man. And Jesus spoke with authority. He wasn't, "In the name of God I command you," but He says, "Come out of him." He commanded from Himself. And in so many of the Gospels, we will hear Jesus saying, "It used to be said this, but I say." And Jesus speaks with authority, that He is speaking in the power of God and creating a new law and a new way of understanding and speaking with the authority that He had, the reality of who He was as Redeemer in our midst. And most notable in this little reading that we have from the very beginning, Jesus' first miracle, it says that in the temple, Jesus was teaching them with great things, and they're all amazed by what He said. Except it didn't tell us a single thing that He said. Those stories were nothing in compared to what He did with a man who had this unclean spirit. That He commanded that unclean spirit, and it came out of him, and he was restored to health. That touched them. They saw now that even Jesus had power over these spirits, that He did come in power to bring something new into our world. That healing of Christ, of this man with the unclean spirit, also says something to us. Because we find, even in the journey of our life, that there are spirits that come into our hearts, spirits that control us, spirits that call us into discord. There is a spirit that often comes upon us that begins to tell us that we are unlovable, that we don't have anything good to offer. And it challenges and it makes us back off and begin to think that we have nothing good to give, that we are just nothings. There's a spirit that often comes amongst us to tell us that we have been taken advantage of, or that we have been disrespected, and it tells us to begin to reach out and to take whatever we want because we deserve it. There's a spirit that comes upon us that tells us that when we've been in an argument, a disagreement with somebody, that we have a right to be angry, and we have a right to live our life in anger. There's a spirit that comes upon us and tells us that we can judge other people, that we can gossip about them and tear other people apart, that somehow it makes us better. There's a spirit that comes upon us that tells us that when we are frustrated and when we are hurt, that we should go out and buy things, or go out and eat things, or go out and do whatever. But it begins to tell us that that's going to make us feel better about ourselves. There's a spirit that comes upon us for almost everything. And they come upon us not to make our lives full and healing, although that's what we feel. That's what the message is, that if we live in anger, if we live in judgment, if we live for ourselves, if we live seeking out an answer for our world, that we're going to be happy. But all of those are a lie. None of them lead to fullness of life. The truth is that all of those lead to division. They lead to destroy the life that God has given to us. And we proclaim that that is not the way that we are called to live. When we hear in the gospel today that Jesus came and took this man who was filled with an unclean spirit, that Jesus cast that spirit out, he reminds us that he has come in power to bring us new life. We are reminded that he is calling us to new life, that he is calling us to a new spirit, a spirit of his love and of his presence. And he is calling us not to live as slavery of those spirits or those things that cause division, but rather to claim the power and the presence of Christ in our life. That he has come to help us to see the goodness that God has created in our life. That we are reminded of the gifts that we have been given, that they are given to enhance our life and to be shared with other people around us. We are called to know by the power of Christ that even in the midst of conflict, we have the ability to reconcile, that we have the ability to live in peace, that we don't have to be torn apart or live in anger or anything else. But Jesus tells us that he can take care of those spirits that cause discord in our world and overpower them and create a new life within us. We are a people that look and see the power of Jesus Christ, that we have known him not just as a prophet or somebody who has come with good ideas, but that he is someone who has come as Lord and Redeemer, who has given his life for our salvation, who has conquered the sinfulness of our lives, and has come to restore us to new life. That is what we proclaim when we are here today. And that's what this gospel reminds us of, that we are people being set free from all the things that enslave us, from the spirits that destroy God's life within us. And we are reminded today that we are here to open our hearts and our minds, to let that power of Christ come upon us, to address all those spirits that exist within us, the things that cause that discord. And we ask Christ to be with us now, and to bring his healing grace into our life. And wherever we are at, whatever is attacking us, and knowing that the devil even wants to bring discord into us. The devil's objective is to destroy our marriages, is to destroy our relationships, is to destroy the love that exists in our hearts, to destroy whatever is good in our lives. And that we have to acknowledge that so often the things that begin to happen in our life that overpower us are things that Christ heals. And we don't stand alone. We don't stand in our own power. When we try to overcome it by ourselves, oftentimes we just get deeper into the mess. But when we take our situations in prayer, when we allow the power of Christ to inspire us, the power of God's love to begin to speak to who we are, to help us be aware of his power to overcome the evil of our world and the brokenness of our lives, when we allow Christ to speak to us and to help us to see our goodness, when we allow Christ to heal our sinfulness and bring us back to wholeness of life, when we allow Christ to allow ourselves to let go of our anger, or to let go of our frustration, to let go of our judgment, to let go of all the things that come into us, and we begin to hold on to the gifts that he's given to us, we become a new creation. And as we begin to experience that power of Christ and the goodness that he's created within us, the gifts that he's given to us, we also are led to understand that many of those gifts are given to us to be shared with others. that we become a people transformed because Christ has come with authority. Christ has come to conquer the brokenness of our world. Christ has come to call us to something new in our world. And today, we celebrate that we are not alone, that we are not a broken people, that we're not given to be controlled by these spirits that come into our hearts and into our minds that sow discord into our world, but we are a people constantly being set free and liberated by the power of Christ, and we proclaim it to our families, to our community, and to our world, that God's power is real, is true, and continues to create a whole new world for us as He calls us to share in the kingdom. But we celebrate today that we are not alone, but Christ constantly calls each one of us to share in His life.